This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
At this time of year, in amongst all the busyness and getting presents and organising food for the family, etc., one of the things that we might forget is that the Red Cross Blood Service still, of course, need donations. There are people requiring blood transfusions, and it's our donations that really help them get those. The Red Cross has launched their Blood Blitz to curb the Christmas holiday shortage. And to tell us more about it is the spokesperson this morning, Gemma Falkenmeier. Good morning, Gemma.
Good morning.
Hello. So how many donations are needed at this time of year?
Yeah, so we're actually looking for quite a few across New South Wales and Sydney. We're actually looking for around 1,000 donations between Christmas and New Year. And then across the country, we're looking for around 5,000 donations. So unfortunately for us at this time of year, everybody is really winding down and getting ready to leave work. But the hospitals are actually quite busy at this time of year, and we are quite busy collecting blood and really do need a little bit of extra help at this time of year.
Mm. Gemma, now Blood Blitz sounds like a really incredible action movie that I would go and see. But my question is, with a cool name like that, why is blood so important this time of year?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people don't realise blood has a really short shelf life. So it actually only lasts around 4 to 5 days. And it actually takes us a couple of days to test the blood. So you can imagine at this time of year with long weekends and public holidays, we really run into trouble with making sure we've got enough of those platelets. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, we do have an increase in accidents and trauma which happen at this time of year. And the other factor really is that doctors like to give people their transfusion early, just before Christmas, to make sure they're actually home for Christmas. So we do see a spike in demand just immediately before Christmas as well. So there's lots going on for us at this time of year, and a lot of our regular donors are on holidays, which doesn't help.
And what kind of things are blood donations used for?
Yeah, so I think most people would think accidents and trauma at this time of year, but there are hundreds of other patients across the country who need transfusions on Christmas Day, such as new mums and babies, cancer patients who are going through chemotherapy. There's people with immune deficiencies, haemophiliacs. There's a whole wide range of people in hospitals who need that blood. Their need won't be taking a holiday either.
So, Gemma, you're really treated like a prince and a princess when you come in there. But one of the celebration moments is right at the end of the transfusion, you get a cookie and a
milkshake.
Now, how many of those milkshakes are you allowed to have before you are asked to leave?
I actually have to tell you, the Red Cross ladies are actually incredibly lovely. They will make you as many milkshakes as you like.
Oh, my goodness.
And to be fair, you can actually drink one while you're putting your feet up and donating blood. So it's pretty nice saving lives with your feet in the air, watching the telly and drinking your milkshake. It's pretty nice.
It sounds good, Gemma. So how can we find out where the blood donation services are in our area?
Yeah, so we're open between Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and also Christmas Eve. So if you go to donateblood.com.au or call 13 14 95. And just a quick one, you do need to be feeling fit and well and healthy to come in. And we've also recently changed our tattoo deferral. So if you've had one in the last 4 months, you can come in and donate.
Excellent. Gemma Falkenmeier from the Red Cross Blood Service this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
And do find out more at donateblood.com.au.